More news stories now, including how Canaries fans enjoyed a fun day at the Nest, and taxi staff shortages have hit pupil transport.
Canaries young and old flocked to the Nest over the weekend for a day jam-packed with Norwich City-themed fun. In what was the group's first large-scale event in more than a year, the Norwich City Fans Social Club hosted a family fun day for supporters of all ages. Based at the Nest, Norwich City's community hub at the former Anglian Windows site in between Helsden and Horsford, the event saw a host of activities for youngsters to enjoy. There was face painting, inflatable football challenges, and a raffle among various other attractions, with scores of families turning out to enjoy the fun. The event raised £1,636.40 for the CSF, with other highlights including a penalty competition, a scavenger hunt, and live children's entertainment from a unicycle riding juggler.
People exploring Norfolk are the second most likely across the country to stumble upon a piece of buried treasure, thanks in part to Norwich's medieval roots. A new analysis shows there have been 8,775 pieces of buried treasure found in England, Wales and Northern Ireland from 2012 to 2019, according to government data. Now, Norfolk has long been a haven for treasure hunters, with the county seeing the highest number of finds in the seven-year period, 917. A study by jewellerybox.co.uk using the data and population figures from the Office for National Statistics found people on the Isle of Wight are most likely to come into contact with treasure, with 129 finds per 100,000 people. And Norfolk came in close second with a rate of 100, and Suffolk's figure was 76.3. Notable finds in Norfolk since 2012 include a medieval chandelier and Bronze Age sword, as well as the pendant and necklace discovered by a student detectorist. And the biggest hoard of late Roman silver and gold in Britain was on the Suffolk-Norfolk border at Hoxton in 1992. It included 14,865 gold, silver and bronze Roman coins, and 200 pieces of silver tableware and gold jewellery. In February, six gold ore of Augustus coins found by Damon and Denise Pye on land near Norwich in 2017 were declared as treasure by the British Museum.
An annual golfing event has raised £8,000 towards the building of a new Norfolk hospice. The Bernard Charity Golf Day, held at Boreborough Golf Club, raised £8,000, which will be split between the Priscilla Bacon Hospice and the MS Society. 18 teams took part in the day, raising money for the charities through team events, sponsorship opportunities, a raffle and a silent auction. The event has been running at the course for over 30 years and in that time has raised more than £250,000. Hugo Stevenson, head of operations and fundraising for Priscilla Bacon Hospice, said, "We are absolutely thrilled that the Bernard Charity Golf Day has been such a success, raising £8,000 again this year. The money raised gets us ever closer to our £12.5 million fundraising target, which will enable us to build a new Priscilla Bacon Hospice for the people of Norfolk and Waveney."
Taxi staff shortages due to COVID have hit transport for pupils with special educational needs on the first day of the new term. A mum, whose 8-year-old son has autism, said she had been given less than 12 hours' notice that his usually dedicated taxi would be unable to either take him or return him from his specialist school. It comes after parents of SEND children across Norfolk claim to have been left in limbo over school transport. Many parents said travel arrangements had not been confirmed and at least one child's provisions had been cancelled. Kai Brown, who is unable to be taught in mainstream education, has had an individual taxi from Sprowston to the Worry School on Hall Road in Norwich for the last 2 years. And his mum, Charlene Goodman, said she had received a message from transport providers, United Taxi App, saying they would be unable to take him. A spokesman said, "To date, issues with lack of driver availability have only affected a small minority of children."
A touted business park vision for Norwich Airport, which has been in the works for the best part of a decade, could finally be cleared for takeoff. Airport bosses have long since held ambitions to build a business park on the northern part of the site, with the vision having taken various forms over the years. Now its latest blueprints sit in the hands of planners, with hopes that the 120,000 square metre industrial park could have the potential to create some 3,000 jobs and pump millions into the local economy. The development will be split 50-50 between being used for aviation purposes and general employment use, a condition previously agreed with Broadland and Norwich councils. And while the proposals are not brand new, they are a significant expansion on a scheme that already benefited from permission from both councils. In 2020, planning permission for the park was granted, with the site set to provide 95,000 square metres of floor space. However, the airport now wishes to swell this to 120,000, increasing it in size by more than a quarter. The project will make use of more than 90 acres of land in the northern part of the airport site and will be accessed directly from the Northern Distributor Road. The scheme is the latest revival of plans for an aero park at the same site, which was given permission to take off in 2013, only to be abandoned 2 years later. Norwich City Council and Broadland District Council will consider the bid in due course, with decisions expected to be made by the end of the year. Our first feature is written by Dan Grimmer, with tributes being paid after one of Norfolk's sons, Sir Timothy Coleman, has died at the age of 91. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.